With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sins. You put down all the talent that's hit you out of the ground. Don't ask what it was, Karen and Joe. So you can't bowl and you can't throw.
In a week where Albanese / Cummins was added to the list of Australian Prime Minister men's test captain partnerships, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
The trouble is for Cummins is he's a great sportsman and he's already shown himself to be a great captain. But the more he involves himself in partisan politics, in these hot-button political issues, the greater risk he's going to have of creating division, the less chance he's going to have of being a unifying captain of Australia. And I think that'll be pretty sad.
You're here with Dan Lipke and Kat Jones and some Sky News idiot who was... all upset about Pat Cummins being concerned about climate change.
Yeah, you've got to only be concerned about right-wing issues if yes. You're in the Australian cricket team.
Yes, but it's good of this dude to be concerned about Pat Cummins' ability to unify the nation. They're very important.
There is no doubt about that, by the way. And also there is no doubt about Pat Cummins eventually entering politics, right?
That is true.
And we're pretty convinced that if he enters, he'll be with the Teal.
Teal partnership. He feels tealish. He's got an economics background, right?
I think probably economically conservative, but, progressive on the environment and other hot-button issues, according to Sky News. Don't you dare ever join the Liberal Party, Pat Cummins. This is your warning. It has to be a centre, left of centre delving. It would suit you, I think.
Yes.
And it'd suit us.
Yes.
suit us.
So we do have a long list of captain combinations, Prime Minister captain combinations. If you go all the way back to Ponting Howard in 2006, then we had Ponting Rudd 2007, mm-hmm. Ponting Gillard 2010, Clark Gillard 2011, then my favourite up until now, Watson Gillard, probably still my favourite.
We had three partnerships in 2013, right?
Yeah. Watson Gillard in 2013, Clark Rudd in 2013, Clark Abbott in 2013.
That was a tumultuous year for leadership. Was.
Then Smith Abbott, Smith Turnbull, Payne Morrison, and then last year Cummins Morrison and now Cummins Albanese. So,
yeah.
And of course, we do exclude Meg Lanning and the other women's captains from this list because they don't turn over often enough for it to be entertaining.
No, that's right. It's a bit like Meg Batting, right? She just goes on and on and on and on while her partners come and go.
Yep.
But I love this. If you're not from Australia, you don't realise that, of course, the men's cricket captain is effectively the vice prime minister of Australia.
Yep.
And that's how we see it anyway.
Exactly. So I look forward to Cummins Marnus coming through sometime soon.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket as always, but we just have time to cover the New Zealandification of world cricket.
Yeah, this is a very exciting trend that's kind of popped up over the last week or so.
Oh, we approve of this trend, don't we?
Yeah, so we've got Brendan McCullum, of course, is the new coach of England. That was announced since we did our last episode. And that, of course, that means he joins with the New Zealand-born Ben Stokes
as the
England captain. Mm. So lots of good New Zealand energy inside the England camp. But Australia's got their own New Zealand power coming through.
Yep.
Because we've got Dan Vettori is the new assistant coach to Andrew McDonald. So that's very exciting.
New Zealand are taking over the world, and we do approve of this trend. It's going to be glorious and wonderful.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Pat Cummins does give off a very New Zealandish vibe. He's a very, very nice young man. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, New Zealand are the reigning world test champions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm, yeah, so that justifies it. I am very much looking forward to just before the next Ashes with our new England coach, Brendan McCullum, will just have a word to Pat Cummins or George Bailey and just say, you know, let's play this nice and fair, guys. It's not really on to, for you guys to have Smith and Marnus and Pat Cummins all in the one team. Let's make it nice and fair. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a good tussle. Mm. So who else could we install in various teams around the world?
Well, I think Richard Hadley's out there somewhere. I think he's Sir Richard Hadley. Let's put him in charge of South Africa. They need all the help they can get, I think.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We can send him over there. I'd like to see Stephen Fleming over at Bangladesh. Do you have any?
Well, of course, Danny Morrison's already taken over world cricket, right?
Yes,
he's commentating everywhere. Does he coach?
Yeah. Let's make him coach. He could coach in between commentary stints.
Yeah, why not? Well, he needs to be coaching somewhere over in the Caribbean. Mm. Let's give him the West Indies, perhaps.
Yep, and we got maybe Chris Harris can look after India. And also Amy Satterthwaite has just retired. So she'll be looking for a gig. So let's get her in charge of something.
Oh, the England women's team?
Mm. Yeah, why not? but of course, I think my favourite of this trend is Ireland. They're going the exact opposite direction because they've hired Nathan Horitz as their new spin coach.
Oh, wow.
And I think they just must have looked at the first and last letters of the name Nathan Horitz, saw NZ and thought, oh, well, that's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, that's as close as they're going to get.
Yeah, I think
you've
so.
You've got to take what you can get. So we do have some wonderful test cricket looming.
Mm, finally,
New Zealand.
It's been ages since we've had a test.
It's been forever. And finally, New Zealand are going to be playing England at home, or with England's home, I should say.
Yeah. It's hard to tell these days.
So
Broad and Anderson will be back. I don't think either of them have ever played or represented New Zealand in any way. But, it'll be interesting to see whether England's New Zealand factor can overcome the fully New Zealand factor of New Zealand.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Okay, this time around, we're advertising my text adventure game called Maxwell Ball, which for legal reasons is not about Glenn Maxwell, but just a random, exciting and thrilling cricketer. And it's actually 2.5 text adventure games. So in the first game, you have to find your way into the Australian team dressing room. You've got to deal with autograph-hunting kids and unhelpful ticket sellers and spooky scalpers.
That's pretty realistic.
It is very realistic. Mm. The second one, you have to get ready to bat because you've got to deal with your captain and your coach and your teammates. And also,
is it a New Zealand coach?
No. Well, that doesn't actually say, but it probably bears a resemblance to Darren Lehman, who was the coach at the time that I originally coded this. And then finally, we have Maxwell Ball 2.5. That's where you need to actually reach the middle of the MCG and face up to your first delivery.
Mm.
So they're all available, 100% free. Just go to maxwellball.net and play this text adventure game. Enjoy.
I was approached by a man who I later discovered to be a bookmaker from India. I was fined $10,000 and paid my fine immediately. I realised and accept fully that my actions were naive and stupid. I realised that I was very naive and stupid and stupid and stupid.
All right, here we are in Cat's Gambling Corner, and that means it's time to update the IPL bet, the loan bet.
Yes, the loan bet's not going too well, by the way. So my bet was for Maxwell to score the most runs in the IPL. Mm-hmm. And
this is the actual Maxwell, right? Not someone who, for legal purposes, is pretending to be Maxwell.
Indeed. And also not someone who's capable of Maxwell Ball at the moment, because Maxwell is sitting ranked number 32 on the most runs table.
So he's kept inching his way up pretty much every week, hasn't he? Just not fast enough.
I think he got up to 32 and then kind of flatlined. But anyway, Joss Butler, massive show off. He's on top still with 718 runs.
How many more games does Butler have? What team's he in?
Well, he's in the Rajasthan Royals. They're still in the qualifier. So anyway, Maxwell's on 277 runs with two games to play.
Maximum of two.
If they get to the final. Also, so far they're into the qualifier. They're playing Maxwell versus Joss Butler is the game that's being played.
So we need Maxwell to score, what, 500?
Yes, well, he needs 442 runs to overthrow Joss Butler at the top of
Well, so, I wonder what odds you can get on him now.
Probably pretty good. There's two games to go. Well, for starters, RCB have to beat the Rajasthan Royals. And Joss needs to be out for a duck in the qualifier. Maxwell scores 221 in both matches. Mm-hmm. And presumably RCB then must win the final.
You would imagine so.
And then it's done. Easy peasy.
Sounds good. And I also have another new favourite cricketer that I was watching, because I was watching the match between the Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. This was the one that determined fourth spot.
Yep.
And I came down with Tim David fever. So I had to isolate for a week because of this Tim David fever that I had. Because
this is why we couldn't podcast for a while.
This is
why you haven't heard us.
Yeah, so basically Mumbai were already out of the competition. But if Delhi won, they would have gone in and stolen fourth spot off RCB on net run rate. So RCB were watching this game from their little dressing room, and they sent out all the footage of this. And basically they cheered on everything that Mumbai was doing. And so chasing 160 for victory, Tim David came to the crease at 3 for 95 in the 15th over, which meant they needed 65 off 33 balls. And then he faced 11 balls, hit 34 runs,
including
two fours and four sixes. And by the time he was out, they just needed 15 runs off 13 balls. So it was a pretty impressive effort there from Tim David.
Yeah, I think I really liked the fact that it was sort of Saturday night, I think, and Maxwell was tweeting out, fantastic results. And we're not quite sure whether he was referring to the IPL or the Australian election.
Yeah, but could have been anything.
Could have been either.
Could have been both, probably, yeah. He's a multitasker, is Glenn. Yeah. I like the idea that, you know, RCB did win their first final, but I reckon they're playing with fire. I reckon they should just send Mumbai in to play their last couple of finals, and that might give them more of a chance of winning. They could just cheer from the dressing room.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim David basically, he scored 186 runs in this year's IPL, average of 37.2, strike rate of 216.28. So I'm just hoping now that Australia just follow Mumbai's lead and refuse to play Tim David in the T20 World Cup until it's far too late.
Ah, can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
Okay, here we are in the Moeller Award. This is where we celebrate the excellent and ridiculous and excellently ridiculous things in the world of cricket. And what's our first nomination this week?
Well, my first nomination is Pat Cummins. Mm-hmm. And Pat Cummins is being nominated because he continues to have the best strike rate in the IPL.
Excellent work from Pat Cummins.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. Mm. His strike rate remains at 262 from his five matches.
So he makes Tim David look like an idiot.
Well, Tim David is second.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's 216, as we mentioned, strike rate, followed by Rashid Khan, Dinesh Kartik and Liam Livingston. The strike rate is always one of my favourite stats from the IPL.
Yeah, make Pat Prime Minister, I reckon, with that strike rate.
Imagine how fast he would pass legislation.
Yeah, go straight through. Yep, straight over the top of both houses.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my first nomination is basically Shane Watson, I think. Shane Watson has called for David Warner's lifetime ban from holding any leadership role to be reconsidered. Basically, Watto came out and said he's done his time. Everyone makes mistakes.
That's a lifetime. He's already done a lifetime.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. As a friend of the podcast, Alex Bowden, said, all respect to Watto, but Warner hasn't done his time if it was a lifetime ban.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Literally hasn't done his time. But good on Shane Watson. And always good to have a mention of Shane Watson in the Moeller.
Yep. Our next nomination is Bangladesh, who for the first time in Test cricket, they managed to score an innings that contained 6 ducks and 2 centuries. So at one point they were 5 for 24. Then there was a 252-run partnership between Mushfiqur Rahman and Litton Das. And then they lost 5 for 69 at the other end. So two batters, 175 not out. That's Mushfiqur and Litton Das, 141. And only one other batter made double figures and, as mentioned, 6 scored ducks.
Yeah, glorious scorecard. So who's the nominee there? Is it?
It's just Bangladesh in general. Yeah,
good work.
Spectacular effort.
All right. So we also have we're nominating social media manager of the Warwickshire Cricket Club.
Mm.
So someone called Anne Bowers tweeted at them saying, "Did you see how well Keith Barker is doing? Aren't you kicking yourselves a bit now for letting all that talent walk away?"
Mm. So presumably Keith Bowers formerly played for them and now no longer does.
Yeah, Keith Barker long gone, playing for someone else.
Yep.
And what did the social media manager reply?
He replied, quote tweeted it and said, "I just wrote the tweets, Anne." That was very funny.
You probably can't give that joke every time.
No.
There's a question you don't want to answer, but, you know, it does work once or twice.
Exactly, yes. I've got another nomination. This is Marnus. Marnus still playing county cricket over there.
He gets nominated every week for whatever he's done lately in county cricket.
Loving his time in county cricket.
Yeah.
In the most recent thing he's done, he's hit Ben Stokes in the nuts. He was bowling his seamers during a county cricket match. And Marnus hasn't got the memo about the new niceness of world cricket. He's not New Zealandifying anything. He's just going to hit Ben Stokes in the nut. I think he just saw, you know, England captain.
Mm.
As we all know, Australian bowlers like to hit England captains in the nuts.
That's what happens when you're England captain, right? Mm. You have to wear the nut magnet, whatever that is.
Yep. So Joe Root just handed it over to Ben Stokes. That was part of the deal.
Yeah, you've got to wear this box. Yep. Don't be concerned.
I hope he gave it a wash. What else have we got here?
Well, we've got Sir Alastair Cook being nominated. And the reason for this is he had 291 test innings when he was playing.
Lots and lots of innings.
Lots and lots of innings. And he was only bowled 35 times.
Mm.
But now there was a 15-year-old bowler, Kyron Shackleton, who was going to count himself among those who shattered Cook's stumps.
Mm.
So it's pretty hard to bowl him out. But Cook was playing for the Bedfordshire Farmers or something. Yeah. Who was he playing for?
I don't know. Bedfordshire Young Farmers. I'm not sure how Cook qualifies as a young farmer. I guess compared to most farmers, he's pretty young.
What a great name for a cricket club. Bedfordshire Young Farmers Cricket Club.
Yep, and it was a 12-over game against Potton Town.
Well, you can't play too long. You've got to go back and milk the cows.
Yeah, exactly, yes. So, yeah, so Cook was bowled for 20. So, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, Kyron Shackleton's the same age as some youngsters we know playing cricket.
Imagine
bowling.
Being able to say, hopefully that isn't the peak of your entire life, bowling out Alastair Cook, but it's a pretty good
peak.
Pretty good high point.
Yeah, I remember watching a test match where Australia were bowling and he made 200 and something together. No Australian bowlers could bowl him out. I do have one more Muller nomination.
I think this is the best. Yeah. This is, we're going to say this one's winning before you even, you've got some audio here, haven't you?
I do have some audio, and just as a clue as to what we're about to talk about.
Secure them jail till they do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time?
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
Always love hearing that, Sting. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So Justin Langer is back. He was he was talking at a business leadership
Feels
event.
Feels like he hasn't been gone long.
No, but he has been. He's been gone for months and months, apparently, and he hasn't said an awful lot, but he had a lot to say at this business leadership event.
Okay, now who would invite Justin Langer to a leadership event?
It was held in Western Australia. I think a lot of people
Slim
over
pickings.
There are still... I was going to say a lot of people over there are still on Justin Langer's side, but it may also be Slim Pickings. Anyway, we do have a few clips of Justin Langer talking, so I'll play the first one. This is Justin Langer talking about his mates.
And the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, it must make you feel good that all your mates are supporting you in the media." I said, "Yeah, it is, acting chairman. With all due respect, those mates are also the all-time greats of Australian cricket. They are the fabric of Australian cricket. They are Australian cricket. They also work all around the world in cricket. So, yeah, I'm glad my mates are looking after me. Imagine if you had of."
So that's Justin Langer, not particularly happy with the acting chairman of Cricket Australia.
I reckon the organisers of the leadership event probably sweating a little there too.
That's good. So Justin Langer's still got a lot of mates. That's good to hear. And then they're all great cricketers. I do have another one here that's...
Did you attend this leadership
event? I did, yeah. I got them all out, recorded them all, edited them into shape, just got the highlights.
I've never spoken to English cricket. Andrew Strauss rang me the day after I resigned I had to ring you because I've known Andrew Strauss for a long time. That was 14 weeks ago. I have not spoken. The thought of coaching England, mate.
Totally speechless on the thought of coaching England.
Mate. Yeah, can't possibly coach England. So that was So no truth to the rumor that Justin Langer was going to coach England. So that's good news for McCullum. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder. That Justin Langer. No. Imagine looking over your shoulder and seeing Justin Langer sneaking up behind you.
That'd be petrifying.
Be terrifying. And I have one last one here.
Ironically, the last 6 months of my coaching career was the most enjoyable period of 12 years of coaching. Not only did we win everything, but I had energy and I had focus and I was happy. Besides the bullshit politics.
So there we go. Justin Langer didn't like the bullshit politics, which I think brings everything full circle for this particular podcast. So
sure does.
I think we'll wrap it up here. Justin Langer, of course, does get the Mullen. He gets about five Mullers for that effort.
Definitely.
And you've been listening to Dan Liebke. You can find me at Lieb Cricket. You've also been listening to Kat Jones, who is at Cricket Batcat. They're both on Twitter, as is at Can't Bowl Throw, which is where you can find us tweeting out random things and generally giving you a preview as to what's going to be on the next episode.
Yes, and I guess this episode is called the Deposed Leaders episode or something. So,
yes, something like that. You'll know because you'll have already seen it when it downloaded. anyway, we will speak to you all next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.